First of all, Alex Maskey, what is your reaction to what Mike Penning has just said? He's accused you guys of basically burying your heads in the sand and not delivering for the people of Northern Ireland.
Well, Mike will know much better than that, and I don't want to reduce these discussions to silly point scoring. Mike would know, and his government would know, that my party and other parties have been relentless in discussions with his government, with the local department, with the minister here. All the parties have been involved to some extent in these discussions. Many of them have been involved in very extensive engagements. The Social Development Committee, we took evidence from a very wide range of organisations, from the churches to the trade unions to the community sector, the disability rights organisations, a whole raft of other children's commissioners, names of a few. And all of those organisations and all of the local parties, all of them, including the DUP, were very clear in our opposition to very key elements of this bill. So, therefore, we found it our absolutely an obligation on the parties here to try to work with the British government to change the aspects of the bill.
But they have, they're being really, really clear, Alex. But they're being really clear. They're saying that you've let people down, that it's costing us $5 million a month from January, and that we basically have a government that's buried their head in the sand. That's massive language from him this morning.
Well, that's fair enough. And I'm not going to raise that because I would rather make use of energy in all the engagements that we've had with the government over the past year and more to actually recognise and deliver on the flexibility that they thought that we were entitled to have. I mean, I met David Freud myself on a number of occasions. The British government routinely accepted that our circumstances here are worse than elsewhere, and therefore we were entitled, as you and your words are entitled to some slack. We've seen very little of that. Now, I do believe that we have made some progress, and I'm very pleased about that. The question is, have we made enough? And we will have to see when the Minister brings the bill back to the Assembly if the changes that I believe that we have agreed thus far are translated into legislation.
Sammy Wilson?
They will not be. They will not be changed in the fundamentals of this bill, which, after all, is a Tory cuts agenda.
Sammy Wilson?
Well, Stephen, first of all, can I congratulate you on a moment in history this morning when you have gallantly sought to defend the Stormont executive and local politicians. So let me just, I don't congratulate you very often.
I'll be expecting a cake sent down here.
I'm sure not last either, by the way. The second thing, just while it's fresh in people's minds, I want to take some issue with some of the stuff that Mike Penning came off with this morning. He talked about us burying our heads in the sand. I mean, I have been involved in discussions with ministers in England. So has Nelson McCausland, and so has Alex Maskey. We met with them here in Northern Ireland. I've gone and met with them in London. We have actually got changes made to the bill. So he can't actually say, well, bury your heads in the sand. We've actually worked at this. That's the first thing. And see all this about you're not building social housing.
Got the bill through.
We actually have a better social housing programme in Northern Ireland than they have in the rest of the United Kingdom. And over the years of this executive, we will build 8,000 social housing units. And indeed, when it came to affordable housing, we led the way in some of the schemes.
Sammy, he was talking about not getting the bill through. The bill isn't through. It's not going through, and it's not going through on time.
No, I'm not going to let Mike Penning off with the kind of nonsense that he came off with there this morning. Because if he looked at some of the things that we have done in the Stormont executive, then he cannot accuse us of not trying to do some of the things that are required. And the last thing I'll say this is, but see if you had read his brief before he came on to your radio this morning, on your programme this morning, which is something at least I think the ministers in the Stormont executive do, then you wouldn't have been tramping all over him about the bedroom tax, as you called it, or the spare room subsidy. Because had he read his brief, he would have known already that one of the things that Nelson McCausland has succeeded in getting taken out of the reforms here in Northern Ireland is the spare room subsidy. It will not apply to existing tenants.
Is that already agreed? Because I didn't know that. And if that's my ignorance, I'm sorry. But I genuinely didn't know that. Is that agreed?
No, you didn't know that. But he should have had that in his brief.
But is that public? Is that public knowledge? Is it agreed?
Before he came on. But, you know, and it's one of the things which the committee raised, which I, as a finance minister at the time, raised. It's a mad idea. It was going to lead to people getting into arrears. It was going to lead to us actually having a higher housing benefit bill anyway, because people would have had to move out of cheaper social housing into smaller and more expensive private housing.
Just so that I understand sorry to interrupt, but so that I understand, is that public knowledge and has that definitely been agreed?
Yes, that's public knowledge. I mean, Nelson Cousins has said it at all many times in the Assembly. I have said it in the Assembly, I've said it on interviews as well. I've said it in the House of Commons. And indeed, many politicians in England are jealous that we have been able to get that removed. Now, it's going to cost us some money. It's going to cost over £17 million a year.
So what's the problem then with the bill?
Sorry?
What's the problem with the bill?
Well, I don't know what the problem with the bill is, because the problem isn't on our side. It's been held up on the Sinn Féin side.
Alex Maskey, what's the problem?
Can I just say, Stephen, I'm not the only thing.
One second, Sammy. You can come back in 1 second, Sammy. Alex, what's the problem?
Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. That we have, I think we have reached quite a good bit of agreement on things, for example, like the bedroom tax. And the British government have not conceded on the bedroom tax. The executive, if the agreement holds that we have reached a consensus on, the executive here will subsidise the bedroom tax. That's what's going to happen. The people here will have to pay for that. So that will come out of the executive grant. So Mike Penning and his colleagues have not given us one penny toward that. And that's against the background where the housing executive, which is responsible for social housing, came to the committee, gave the evidence that of all of those people who would be liable to that tax, presented themselves to move in a smaller house tomorrow, they could not provide those houses. So therefore, people have been punished here if the British government had their way.
So there's no deal with Westminster then. Sammy Wilson's telling me there was a deal with Westminster. You're telling me there wasn't.
The executive will have to pay for that. Sammy knows, no matter what the Westminster government are saying, the executive here, Sammy was the finance minister, and his party was agreeing to this, as other parties made the same arguments, that we do not want to impose that bedroom tax. We think it's grossly unfair. It'd be penalising people who have no choice in the matter, and therefore the executive agreed, the parties agreed, that they would be prepared to pay.
So what is blocking the deal now? Because this is costing £5 million per month from January.
And Stephen,
he is extensively with the British government and the local parties. All the parties have been involved in these discussions. We're determined to make this a better bill, if possible.
What more do you want?
Sorry, I want to see the package represented, and Nelson McCausland will deliver this, I presume, fairly soon. We have to make our minds of whether or not the changes that we think we've secured can be realised and can be delivered to the people that we represent. But it will not address the very draconian cuts that the Tories in Westminster are imposing on here. And by the way, every one of them, maybe Mike Penning is a working class person, but every one of his senior cabinet colleagues, I understand, are millionaires.
Okay, Sammy Wilson, go ahead.
But Stephen, you've asked a question, and I notice that Alex hasn't actually answered it. There are a number of things which are already public knowledge, and Sinn Féin know actually all the changes that have been made to the bill as a result of the discussions with Westminster. The change in the spare room subsidy or the bedroom tax, whatever you want to call it, that has been agreed. There's already been agreement made and finance made available, because I made this available, when it comes to the changing in housing benefits, especially as it affects some of the elderly and some of the low income people who are in work, as far as rebates are concerned. There's been changes made in direct payments, in the frequency of payments. There's a whole range of things which have already been agreed, which Sinn Féin and ourselves believed would actually save money at the end of the day. That's why the executive has been prepared to put roughly about £40 million into these changes to try and alleviate some of the worst impacts of the bill. And having got all of those, I can't understand why we would then simply sit around and say, well, let's let the deadline go past and let's add further to the bill unnecessarily.
So it comes back.
Because we're going to get penalties imposed every month.
So Alex Massey, they come back and let's focus here, because this is really, really important stuff for us in Northern Ireland that I want the public to understand. This subject. There will be £5 million essentially that we will be burning up in the air from January of next year. It's coming out of Stormont Executive Funds. That £5 million per month could be used for hospitals and it could be used for other projects, and we're throwing it away if there's not a deal. Now, it might be the right thing to do to throw it away, to be fair to you guys, if you don't think we're past the post, if you don't think it's a good deal for Northern Ireland. So I really want us to focus, Alex. What more What do you now agree with the concessions that you say you have managed to get?
What I'm saying
is there anything else that you want, or are you happy now to proceed?
Well, the British government's own figures tell us that if the welfare reform bill went through as they tabled it in Westminster, and what Mike Penning repeatedly said here this morning, this is all about parity. In other words, that we do slavishly what they do in Westminster. What they tell us, their figures, not mine, is that this will cost the local economy here £450 million per year. Others argue that is much a higher figure. That means a lot of people, many people who are currently unemployed, many also who are on low income, will lose quite a considerable amount of money out of their pockets every week from next year if we impose this bill. Now, I accept entirely that we are largely governed by this whole question of parity. We don't have the budget here to pay for our own welfare system in the way in which the budgets are all allocated at the moment. So we have limited flexibility. The British government told us, they accepted entirely, that our circumstances here are worse than they are elsewhere, but they haven't given us the kind of flexibilities that we would actually need. So and the people here, the DUP, Sinn Féin, SDLP, Alliance, also Unionist Party, Greens, we all represent people here who are very vulnerable. We are obliged to look after their interests.
But that's a broad...
You're not cavalier, Stephen. Let me
understand that, but you have had a year. You've had a year and over to discuss this.
The prospect of having £5 million per month deducted out of our budget, far from it. We are very anxious that that doesn't happen. But we also have to reflect on the impact of these cuts on the people that we represent, which will be a lot more than £5 million.
But that's all fine, Alex, and that's a broad positioning statement.
And
but
Stephen, that this time last year I was on this programme slating people who were coming onto your programme saying things, everything from kill the bill to accept the bill. And what I made it very clear that our party and others will be very responsible to try to get the best
Alex, I'm still going to come back to the question. Yep. And I need you to please listen to what I'm asking you. Can you list, so that the public understand, can you list the specific concessions, the specific deal breakers that you are asking the coalition government across the water to consider that they are saying no to? In other words, what are the deal breakers and what would make this deal go through?
That's just a matter of deal breakers, because you're talking about an entire system here, Steve, so you wouldn't expect me to be telling you here's one issue with the deal.
I would expect you to list
the main
ones. If we had
more money in the budget, we could have been tackling disadvantage at source. We could be building more houses, and we do need to build more houses to meet the need and build the economy and all the rest of that. So a lot of things that we need to do. Everybody that spoke to the Assembly gave their evidence.
And out of the lot of things we need to do, have you got any specifics that you want, that you could show the people of Northern Ireland today, this is thought through, this is what we're asking for, and then the people of Northern Ireland can
be assured, and Sammy and I are both well agreed on this, we have been relentless in pursuing a lot of issues.
What issues?
To the eligibility for benefit, actually, for a lot of people, to the whole process around incapacity benefit, for example, which a lot of people have found serious difficulties with. The whole question of payments to both parties in a household. And for some people, for most people, that's fine. But I come from a generation of people who saw that women, in particular, who were subject to financial control of their partners or their husbands, often suffered abuse. So there's a frequency of payments and the method of payments that people
Saying, Alex,
which would have people off benefit for 3 years.
Stephen, can I just say, because at the end of the day, we have to get this thing through. See all the things Alex has said? We've got all of those things agreed now. We've got them agreed with the Department of Work and Pensions in England. We've got them agreed where other administrations have failed to get those concessions. And I really do think that it would be an absolute scandal if, having got all of those things, we then imposed on ourselves, and that's what we'll be doing, imposed on ourselves additional bills and additional costs, which then detract from our ability to do some of the things that we actually want to do in the public sector and with public spending here in Northern Ireland. And I have listened carefully, and I think you put a reasonable question to Alex. What additional things are there, specific additional things are there, that have not been obtained in the discussions that we have had with the Treasury, with the Department of Welfare and Pensions, with the ministers in England? What additional things are there that would be required to get this bill over the line? And, you know, he has avoided the issue. And I don't know whether that's because because he doesn't know what additional things, or whether it's simply a case of let's hold on to the last minute to see if something else comes up. But, you know, it's not £5 million a month either. Mike Penning made it quite clear. It will escalate. In the first year, it will escalate to about £250 million. So how that's ramped up month by month, I'm not too sure. I believe that,
£250 million. You're saying this will cost Northern Ireland in a year?
I actually believe that we have actually tailored a lot of the provisions in the welfare bill in Northern Ireland to meet what I think were rightly criticisms of the bill and fears which we had that would actually mean that people got further disadvantaged without any need for them to be further disadvantaged. And it really is a time for us to say, look, let's just get this thing done.